So we're up for the cup again this week on the podcast. Eight teams in the mix now as we head towards the silverware. And Jonah joins me for a bit of a preview in a second. But first, let's get the thoughts of a manager who really needs to win a cup this season. I think there's an expectation his club will win a cup this season. He wants to win a cup this season. That's Andy Dyer, the manager of Portalbert Town. They're playing Cwmbran Celtic in the first game to kick off in this JD Sports Welsh Cup weekend. And Andy joins me on the line now. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad, Mark. Feeling a bit better after the weekend result, obviously.
Well, I was going to say, you've done what you needed to do now in the league to sort of put a bit of distance between the teams below you. Now you can 100% concentrate on the cup, but it's got to be an aim for you now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, listen, we need to get through tie, albeit I think it's the tie everybody would have wanted. It's one that's favoured us compared to others. So we've got to still turn up there now and get on with the job and do the business to hopefully get into the semi-final.
And what's it like playing a team away from home as well? Do you find that the pressure's more on the opposition when that happens?
I'm not really sure. In one-off games like these, the cup is the cup, innit? You know, the key to this is just getting the result. Not really interested in terms of how well you play. It's a huge, huge prize for everyone.
And you've already had experience of taking on a Welsh League side this season, so do you think that stands you in good stead?
These guys are going to give everything that they possibly can give Saturday, but that's just the way it is. And hopefully the quality of being a Welsh Premier League team, you come through it then.
We're quite well into the season now, and you would have had a good assessment about the guys that have stood up for you this season and the guys that perhaps haven't performed to their potential. Are you looking at the ones that haven't performed to their potential to use this as a chance to prove that if you guys go to the final, it'll be their name on the team sheet?
We've had our own problems internally, and I'm not necessarily going to put it down to not performing. It's been a mixed old season for us due to the fact of the inconsistency of putting out a settled team, you know. Having said that, it's definitely been a learning experience for quite a lot of the youngsters that have come out of academy football that we've got. And they're going to come across another experience again on Saturday, which they wouldn't have had, you know. So from that point of view, I don't want to be overcritical of our younger players, but certainly let's hope they learn from what's gone on over this last few months and can put that now going forward in the last 2 months of the season.
So, Jonah, there's a few teams that still fancy their chances of getting their hands on the silverware. And let's talk about Portalbert first.
They'll expect to win this game Saturday, 2 o'clock at Celtic Park, playing against Cwmbran Celtic. Cwmbran Celtic, the lowest ranked team still in the competition. But I tell you what, they've had a smart Welsh Cup run so far. They beat Llandudno Wells away 3-0 in the first, West End away 3-2 in the second, Penryn Cork, who had a good side, 3-2 away. And they also beat Goitre, who are having a brilliant season. Goitre have Gwent 5-3 in round four. So I'm sure that this is going to be no cakewalk for the Steelmen. It's the draw they would have wanted out of the last eight. You know, when the names were all in the hat, they would have been praying for Cwmbran Celtic away. But it'll be a tricky tie, I think. They look a game, they're a game team, Cwmbran Celtic. And obviously, they're having the run in the Welsh Cup of their history.
Well, I was going to say, beating Goitre of Gwent in the last round is no mean feat. And the interesting thing you've pointed out there is quite a few of those wins for Cwmbran have been away from home. So they're back on home turf this weekend, and that'll suit them just fine, won't it?
Well, the underdog always loves to be at home, Mark, you know that. And I just think Portalbert, if they had a great win, by the way, last week. You know, we're on about the Steelmen. Luke Bowen's brace up at Bangor, that was a good, you know, that gets a spirit in the camp going for the cup game, because I know Andy Dyer was a little bit worried about injuries and stuff like that, but to come away from Bangor with a 2-0 win head into this cup final, they could have had no better pick-me-up than that. But, you know, this is the quarter-finals, David versus Goliath, as they say, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of Cwmbran Celtic fans there. Portalbert, I hear, are taking a couple of buses to the game. You know, it could be a great game down at Celtic Park on Saturday, 2 o'clock. What the Welsh Cup is all about. Don't forget, two clubs like Portalbert and Cwmbran Celtic, financially, there's great rewards in this.
I mean, to win the Welsh Cup, the glory of it is good enough. The prize fund is half decent, but it does mean Europe as well, obviously. Which do you think of those three things is the biggest motivator for Andy Dyer? Is it Portalbert getting cash in the bank, or is it winning something after what's been a fairly average season?
Oh, in Andy's mind, Andy's a football man. He'll want to win the Welsh Cup. Port Talbot have never won the Welsh Cup. They got to the final once. We got beat by Bangor City in the last minute on a wonderful, wonderful day out at Parker Scarlett's, and Bangor scored the last minute winner. I think he dived on the free kick before the goal, by the way. But yeah, Nev beat us 3-2 again. Nev beat us 3-2 again. But no, Port Talbot to win the Welsh Cup would be absolutely, you know, it'd be a dream for Andy Dyer. It'd be a dream for the club. Of course, financial is very, very important. Finance is important to every club. But the dream is to win the silverware. And, you know, I know Port Talbot very well, and that would be magnificent. If they could get to the final, I think it'd be a great achievement. They have a chance with the draw they got.
Taking a look at the odds then, Cumbrian Celtic 17-4 for the win at home. Port Talbot Town 1-2, pretty short, for the away win, and then 10-3 for the draw. Those odds from Davabet, very interesting odds from Davabet on the rest of the Cup games this weekend. I think you might want to have a sniff at some of these odds later on, so keep listening to the podcast. There's some very exciting odds there. The one final point I want to make about Cumbrian, Jonah, before we move on to the other games, is if you're the underdog in a game like this, and obviously, like everybody else, you go out to win a game like this, but what's the other added benefit you want to get out of a game? Is it playing at a higher level? Is it playing against better players and you want to learn from the experience as well?
I just think it's a great chance for the Cumbrian Celtic players to do something that their club have never done in their history. They could get to the semi-final of you know, the Welsh Cup, and that would be absolutely unbelievable for a team from Division 2 of the Nathaniel Carr's Welsh League. You know, it's just, it's history in the making. They've made history by getting to the quarterfinals. And so, as a group of players, right, it doesn't matter who they're playing against, you know, but if they could get their club to the semi-final of the Welsh Cup, they would be history makers for their club. And in years to come, they'll just be recognised as, you know, a group of people who've made history for Cumbrian Celtic if they were to achieve it.
And the Nathaniel Carr's Welsh League, well represented as well by Cardiff Metropolitan. They're in the live Scorio game that you're going to be covering, Jonah. 5 o'clock kickoff against Gap Connors Quay. And before we go into the game and how things are going to play out, listen to these odds from Davabet. Very interesting. 15-8 for a home Cardiff Met win. 6-5 for a Gap Connors Quay win. 5-2 for the draw. Very tight between the two sides, and I don't know whether the Davabet oddsmeisters have thought, well, you know, home favouritism, possible giant killing, but I mean, Gap Connors Quay will not let that happen, will they?
I think Gap Connors Quay are favourites for the tie. You know, they're on a real good run at the moment. They're going places in the Welsh Premier, and then you know, they're on a fantastic run. They've only been beaten once, I think. Is it in their last 10 games or so? But obviously, the Davabet have had a look, and Cardiff Met are on a magnificent run themselves. They've been in this since round one. They beat Llanwit Vardar away 1-0. They beat Penabont at home 4-2. They beat STM at home 2-0. And they also went to the Lido, a game which I was at. Lido are always a tough team to beat at home, as Gap Connors Quay will know this. And Cardiff Met put in a spirited performance and come away with a two-goal win with two goals from Adam Roscoe. They look a sharp team, Cardiff Met, and that's what Davabet may have looked at. They may think on home turf, this could be, you know, the closest tie of the round. Have Scorio looked at that as well? They most probably have. They'd obviously want to pick the game which they think could be the closest and have most in the game. It looks a good tie, this. You know, Cardiff Met are a good side. They're not top of the league for nothing. Obviously, they'd be wanting to come into the Welsh Premier next year. Everybody could say about cup games and first goals, but the first goal in this one will be absolutely vital.
Have Cardiff Met got more to lose here? Because, all right, let's say they beat Gap Connors Quay over the weekend. Pretty tight at the top of that Nathaniel Welsh League. You know, it's not a cakewalk by any means for Cardiff Met. Could they get themselves involved in a Welsh Cup run, even possibly to the final, and find themselves then out of focus and not getting out of the Welsh League? And you know, it happened last season, didn't it, with Haverford West. They snuck in and they took it at the last minute, didn't they?
That's the thing they got going in their favour this time, I think. Don't forget, they got a Welsh ex-Welsh international and a massively experienced footballer, Christian Edwards, at the helm. They've been there before. They felt so sick as parrots on the last day of the season when Haverford West won 5-0. They were really down. I know a couple of their players. And they've set out this year to make sure that doesn't happen again. And as the Welsh Cup goes, you know, Mac, they're 3 points clear, right? They've got a game in hand. They're favourites, but Barrytown are a good side, and like you said, they could catch them. But how do you tell a young team, you know, most probably average age 21, 22, that, you know, they got to hold back in a Welsh Cup quarter-final in case it interferes with their league form? It just doesn't register. It doesn't register at all. They will be all guns blazing to try and get to the Welsh Cup semi-final this Saturday. And I think it'll be a great game for the Scorio Cameras.
But don't forget that all the odds on the JD Welsh Cup are available on Davabet, davabet.com. Please gamble responsibly. And we'll look at the two of the 2:30 games in the other matches to be played. The first one that catches my eye, New Saints against Newtown, obviously all Welsh Premier League tie. The reason it catches my eye again is because of these odds. So New Saints 1-5 for the home win, 5-1 for the draw, but then Newtown out at 11-1 for an away win. It only takes one goal to win a cup game, doesn't it, Jonah?
It definitely does only take one goal to win a cup game, but they just seem to have clicked again at the moment. New Saints, they're at the top of their game, and I think that's why Daffer Belt have offered these type of odds. I think if TNS were home at the moment against Arsenal or Man United, they might be 1-2 on, because they're on fire. It's a tough ask for, you know, for Newtown. That's why they're offering 11-1. They're a good side. Like we said a couple of weeks ago, they're so unpredictable, Newtown. They're so unpredictable. They can cause shocks on the day. We said that of all the teams, they're the ones who seem to enjoy the big games. So as a punter, it might be worth a couple of shillings at 11-1. I'm sure there's a couple of Newtown fans will get on. But TNS, don't forget, they're chasing down their second treble in succession. It'll be an absolute gigantic shock if Newtown were to come away from Park Hall with a win.
And what Newtown won't want to happen is to receive another pasting like they did at Park Hall a few weeks ago in the league.
Perhaps that day Chris Hughes was playing mind games that day. You know, perhaps just exactly what you said about Cardiff Met, he might have thought on that day, you know, OK, we're not going to win the league, but we're in the top six. Now, he most probably can have done something like that on the day, but I'm sure Saturday it'll be a different contest. Newtown got to the Welsh Cup final last year. They got to Europe and enjoyed European success. So that group of players will know what Welsh Cup success brings. You know, they're not guaranteed to get into Europe in the top six, but if they were to win the Welsh Cup, they're guaranteed to get into Europe. So that's the dream. Somebody said to you, you're two games away from getting on that aeroplane away. Again, travelling abroad as a group of players, getting success for your hometown, and there's a lot of hometown-based players playing for Newtown. That'll drive them on Saturday, don't worry.
Can the New Saints win the treble?
If you were to ask me now, Mark, I would say yes, definitely. The World Cup's in the bag. The league, I think, is in the bag now, and I don't think there's anybody would bet against them. You know, real football knowledge people in the Welsh Premier League, there's nobody would bet against them. They're starting to play well now. That competition's starting to catch fire again at TNS. I think you've got Draper and Wild, you know, and Quigley. They all want to play centre forward. You've got Mullen, you've got Sizovic, you've got, you know, it's competition for places again. Tail end of the season, everybody wants to be playing now. So I think the competition may have fired TNS up, and they all want to play in the big games. Quarterfinals, semi-finals, finals, even for the New Saints, are all big games, and competition amongst their squad, I think, has started to push their results even better.
And last but not least, in this quarter-final draw for the JD Welsh Cup, two sides that know each other very well as well, playing at 2:30, they've recently met and they're going to meet again. Airbus against Bala. Airbus 8-5 for the win, 6-4 for a Bala win, and 23-10 for the draw. What say you on this one, Jonah?
Well, it's an interesting tie because both of these clubs have never won the Welsh Cup. Their sides full of talent, right? Their sides full of pedigree in the Welsh Premier League, right? And they're both sides who would want that tag of, you know, getting to the Welsh Cup final or winning a Welsh Cup final. You know, they're Andy Priest, Colin Caton and Steve O'Shaughnessy at the other side of town, right? They'll want the tag on their CVs as well of winning a Welsh Cup. They're both quality football teams. They both suffered defeats last week, which they'll both be smarting from. But they'll know a win here Saturday and avoiding TNS in the semi-final draw, they could well be on the way to the final. And that's Bala will have European, I think, second spot still well in their sights. Airbus will hope to get through European on the playoff at the end of the season. But this is a great, you know, way to get to Europe. And both these clubs are due a final. Both these clubs are due for them, hopefully, a Welsh Cup win. It would absolutely, you know, what it does for the club is absolutely amazing. And these are two big clubs from the Welsh Premier, and they'll both be hunting that target.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Jonah. And obviously, enjoy the game, Cardiff Met Gap, Gonski. And after that game, on S4C, will be the draw for the semi-finals. Good luck to all the clubs involved. And we'll see you with the Welsh Premier League podcast next week.